You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions over Brexit have revealed deep fractures on all sides of British politics, prompting former rivals to come together. Just 2 days after a group of seven politicians left the UK Labour Party, three members of the Conservatives have done the same, bolstering the new group of independent politicians within the UK Parliament. An eighth Labour MP has also joined the new group. One of the former Conservative MPs, Anna Sobry, says she hopes her defection will encourage other politicians to think seriously about the direction of the government. Her colleague Heidi Allen says she feels certain there are more MPs within the Parliament who will soon follow their lead and leave their parties.
We're tired of tribalism and we're tired of British politics being dominated from its extremes. It's time for change. And we are a team with your support that will deliver that change.
Her colleague Heidi Allen says she feels certain there are more MPs within the Parliament who will soon follow their lead and leave their parties. Prime Minister Theresa May says she's saddened by the resignations but insists she will plough ahead with her Brexit plans regardless. In a statement, she thanked the MPs for their service and said that leaving the EU was never going to be easy. With the deadline to leave the European Union fast approaching, Britain is still facing the possibility of a no-deal Brexit, which would result in a chaotic crash out of the EU. There are fewer than 40 days to try to ensure that doesn't happen. The newly minted independents are already making their demands to the Prime Minister very clear. Former Conservative MP Sarah Wollaston says Mrs. May needs to consider going back to the people of Britain, an option the Prime Minister has always said she would not take.
If she wants to get her deal through, she could get it through by making it conditional on a second referendum to confirm it.
Ms. Sobry says politicians need to realise the situation becomes more dire every day.
I also hope it gives courage to members of the government who are deeply concerned about this no deal becoming a real possibility, and it will give them the courage next week to do what frankly some of them should have done a long time ago and be true to what they believe. And if they need to leave government and vote against the party line on Brexit, they've got to do it.
The three politicians penned an open letter noting that their former party is being controlled by the hard right and that Brexit is redefining the Conservative Party. It's now even more clear that it's also tearing them apart. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.